The distinctive sound of the world's greatest flautist, Sir James Galway, and his interpretation of Maggie. Now, before I play this next track, a little bit of explanation is required. It's a Dermot O'Brien track, and I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme without a Dermot O'Brien track. Dermot made a great living for himself here in Ireland, but then he moved over to America. And this song is self-explanatory if you listen to the words. And he's singing it live, and you can realise what happens. He's singing it in Omaha.
Well, I said my last goodbye to Dublin City, left the Emerald Island far behind, made my way across the broad Atlantic. Hope and fame and fortune I might find, fame and fortune, they don't come that easy. Though I search for them from Boston to L.A., but I made lots of friends in lots of places, and if I tell the truth, I'd have to say Omaha people can make you feel good, like walking in the sunshine, whiskey in your blood. I know you will find those who might not agree, but Omaha, you should be nice to me. This great world has to offer, but soon or late, I know you will agree that it's not the things you see that really matter, but the people that you meet along the way. Now I've met with folks in London and Toronto, in Paris and Amsterdam and Rome, but the people down in Omaha, Nebraska, well, they're just like the folks you meet back home. Omaha people can make you feel good, like walking in the sunshine, whiskey in your blood. I know you will find those who might not agree, but Omaha should be nice to me. Yes, Omaha people can make you feel good, like walking in the sunshine, whiskey in your blood. I know you will find those who might not agree, but Omaha should be nice to me.
Dermot O'Brien and Omaha People. This next track is one of my favourite Irish ballads, so much so that I've recorded it myself, but I'm not going to play you that version. I'm going to play you the Dublin Minstrel version. The Dublin Minstrel, which for some reason I find hard to say, was, of course, Luke Kelly. Now, Luke started his folk singing career in Scotland, but then he moved back to Dublin. He had his own distinctive way of singing. And this is the song that tells the story of the young man who was walking along Raglan Road, which is a road in Dublin, and he saw this young lady. And, well, the poem itself was written by Patrick Kavanagh, one of Ireland's leading poets of yesteryear. Listen to how Luke Kelly beautifully sings On Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay, when the angel woos the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Luke Kelly and Raglan Road. Now, it's a song that, well, we know the chorus of, but we don't know the words. So we sing, Rye Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin. We always do. That's the way they used to do it in folk songs years ago. Here, the Rambling Irishman from Golden Bough.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin.
But to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Rye Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rye Tan Tin Na Na.
The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning.
And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms.
Rye Tan Tin Na Na,
Tan Tin Na Na, Rye Tan Tin Na Na Na.
The very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy.
But when I awoke from my sleep, and I found my bosom empty, well you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented.
Rye Tan Tin Na
Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rye Tan Tin Na Na Na.
When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia.
So let every lambling with his lass, blue jacket and white trousers, and let every lassling with our lad, blue petticoats and white flounces.
Rye Tan Tin Na
Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rye Tan Tin Na Na Na. Rye Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rye Tan Tin Na 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 Na.
Hey, they don't write songs like that anymore. We can all join in the chorus even if we don't know the verse. Rye Tan Tin Na Na, a rambling Irishman. Now, a track from Johnny McAvoy. You know I'm a big Johnny McAvoy fan. I try to get at least one of his tracks in every week. Don't always succeed. However, this is telling the story of the ferryman. The River Liffey flows through Dublin, right through the centre of Dublin, and it's crossed by many bridges. But before those bridges were built, people used to have to get the ferry boat across from one side of the river to the other. But with the introduction of the bridges and all being built, there's no need for the ferry anymore, and the ferrymen are out of work. And listen to Johnny McAvoy telling us the story of the ferryman. But before he starts, he opens up with, he says, Anna Liffey. Anna Liffey is the Irish for the River Liffey. Auna is the word for river. So it's Auna Liffey, which is the River Liffey. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
The little boats are gone from the breast of Annalifi. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. And the Dublin docks are dying. Sure, a way of life is gone. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. 'Twas the only job I had. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, half forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. So now I'll tend my yard, and I'll spend the day in talking. And I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
If you ever love me, Molly, love me now, from Johnny McAvoy. I like that. I think the last time we did that, we played the Dublin City Ramblers version of it, did we not? Okay, now we come to our Daniel O'Donnell track, and I'm always puzzled as to what I should play. I've got a lot of Daniel's recordings, and I was in a bit of a quandary, but then I decided I hadn't heard this version before. Well, I'd heard the Frank McCaffrey version. I think we played it last week, did we not? Or the week before. It has happy memories for me. As you know, I lived in Mayo for many years. And this is Daniel O'Donnell's version of Moonlight in Mayo. And as I always do, I will dedicate this to all my Mayo listeners, whether you were born in Mayo or your granddad or great-granddad came from Mayo, or grandma for that matter. Here's Daniel.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice, soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wear my sweet colleen. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Well, I hope that made many Mayo people or descendants very happy to hear Daniel O'Donnell. I like that, his version, Moonlight in Mayo. Now, our Foster and Allen track is a story that you all know so well. This gypsy knocked at the Lord's door, you see, and he won the heart of the Lord's lady, if you understand what I'm saying. And he was a whistling gypsy, and she followed him. Oh, the madam. But she discovered afterwards that he wasn't a gypsy. He was lord of the lands all over. Have a listen to the story from Foster and Allen.
The rover came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, adi-doo, adi-day-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her fair young lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, adi-doo, adi-day. Whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Her father saddled up his fastest steed, he ranged the valleys all over, he sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover. Adi-doo, 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 adi-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river Tlady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. Adi-doo, adi-doo,
To stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. Adi-do, 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 adi-day-do. He whistled and sang till the green was rank, and he won the heart of the lady.
Foster and Allen and the Gypsy Rover. There was some nice whistle work on that, was there not? Now, at the beginning of the programme, I did say that there would be a little bit of self-indulgence. No, I didn't. I said there'd be a lot of self-indulgence. I'd be playing some of my favourites. This is one of my favourites because, as I've told you on many occasions, when we were growing up, we used to have hoolies on a Sunday night in our house and everybody had to do their party piece, right? And my brother's wife used to sing this song very well. And every time I hear it, I think of her. Brings back happy memories. Also, I mentioned Frank McCaffrey a few moments ago. Well, here he is now himself. And he's taking Kathleen home.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Across the ocean, wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonnie bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. You love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, oh many times I see a dark shadow on you. take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your Kathleen.
Well, I hope you were, as I was, singing along with that. I think that's one of the nicest versions of that particular song. It was Frank McCaffrey's version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. I was born in Dublin, and at the age of six, the family moved to Liverpool. And I attended a school, boarding school, in Liverpool. And it was run by the Sisters of Charity. And every Sunday night after tea, we used to have, well, what the nuns called record recitals. Dear me. When I think of it, but the majority of the nuns at this school were Irish, so we always got Irish records, and we always got John McCormack records, right? And we, despite the fact that they played the same records every week, and we as youngsters were bored to death, but one of the records that stands out in my memory was John McCormack's version of The Star of the County Down. Now, County Down, as I told you before, is on the east coast of Ireland, just over the border, north of... Do you remember at the beginning of the programme we played The Wee Girl from County Louth? Well, if you're going up, heading up north, County Down is the next county. And John McCormack used to sing this particular song. I'm not going to play the John McCormack version because this next version by Fair Isle Folk is a totally different version, but it's still a nice version, and there's some lovely instrumental work on it as well. Fair Isle Folk and The Star of the County Down.
Banbridge town in the County Down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down.
As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed at the feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile, said he, is the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let to no tenant, yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town,
Sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.